Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 53 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins.
We are working on getting people in as fast as we can when we have openings because it is so cold.
As colder weather moves into the area, Rowan County has options for those without heat.
A local lawmaker is supporting the medicinal marijuana bill.
The Cave Run Lake chapter of the Sheltowee Trace Association is looking for volunteers this weekend.
Another gubernatorial hopeful has dropped out of the race.
U.S. Senator Rand Paul is back in court this week.
In sports, some regional girls teams hit the hardwood tonight.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Rain mixed with snow showers tonight and a low around 18 degrees. Stay tuned for an extended weather forecast after this news.
Rowan Countyans without heat will not have access to a warming shelter this week, but that doesn't mean they'll be left out in the cold. City and county officials teamed up with a Salvation Army in the past to open warming shelters, but are now offering to put those in need up in local hotel. Gateway Area Homeless Shelter spokesperson Ashley Stackra says the option will be open to Rowan County residents through March the 1st.
Anybody who is from, they have to be from Rowan County, can apply for lodging at a local motel. If it's during the day, like during our office hours, they can contact us here at the shelter for us to get them set up with that. Or if it's after 4 p.m., they can contact the police department.
Straga says the community also has resources for transient people. For more information, contact the Gateway Area Homeless Shelter at 784-2668.
Winter weather is anticipated in southeastern Kentucky this week. A winter storm advisory is in effect through midday Thursday. Ed Ray is a meteorologist at the National Weather Service in Jackson. He says that the chance for snow is there, but there is a bigger concern that follows.
Probably more important and more critical would be the colder air coming in behind it. It's going to be some of the coldest air of the season we've had so far. And with the winds blowing, you know, we're going to have some pretty good wind chills down there, probably down around zero at least.
Temperatures behind the storm are expected to drop throughout the day on Wednesday, as wind lows can reach zero or a little below through Thursday. Wind chill readings are expected to be consistently below zero Tuesday night through Thursday.
The Catholic Action Center in Lexington now has more beds than ever. The Lundgren Group, which owns emergency disaster services, delivered two sleeper unit trailers to the Catholic Action Center on Sunday afternoon. Executive Alyssa Tybe tells WKYT the Lundgren family wanted to help after reading reports saying the city of Lexington has broken up six homeless camps following community complaints.
These camps have been around for quite some time, so it's very disheartening that right at the peak of the coldest time of year, the folks at downtown have decided to go through and disrupt these camps.
The sleeper unit trailers add 60 beds to the 134 already at the Catholic Action Center. According to the center, no one will be turned away.
The Cave Run Lake chapter of the Sheltowee Trace Association is looking for volunteers this Saturday. The chapter meets on the first Saturday of every month to work on maintenance for the trail. Member Doug Dorfeld says volunteers are help keeping the trail in order.
At first, there was formidable tasks. There were sections of the trail that were completely overgrown with just jungles of green briars. So we worked really diligently for the first year or year and a half to open it up. And then it needs to be maintained multiple times through the spring, summer, and fall.
For more information or to volunteer, email crlc@sheltoweetrace.org.
House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins believes Kentucky is ready for the new medicinal marijuana bill being introduced in the legislature. While he shows support for the bill, Adkins also says medicinal marijuana should be handled as a prescription drug and handled through doctors and regulations. Adkins says there is now enough scientific research and evidence to show marijuana is beneficiary.
I'm a 23-year cancer survivor, almost 24 years now. And, you know, I have tasted chemo. I've had needles in my arms. I know what it feels like. It's the sickest I've ever been in my life.
Adkins has remained cancer-free since his treatments.
School choice advocates rallied at the Kentucky Capitol Friday as part of National Choice School Choice Week. WUKY's Josh James has more.
The legislature won't be officially back in session until February 5th, but supporters of school choice donned their trademark yellow scarves for a rally Thursday. Daniel Henderson told WLEX parents of all income levels should get a say in where their children go to school.
I know there's a ton of other people there, that are middle class, lower class, that need the choice of where to send their kid and what fits their kid the best.
Opponents counter that school choice can undermine traditional public schools, and they question the effectiveness of charters. The General Assembly okayed charter schools in 2017, but has yet to approve a funding mechanism. Lexington's new mayor, Linda Gorton, has gone on record opposing the alternative schools. In Lexington, I'm Josh James reporting.
A public pension work group is hoping to come up with a pension plan that the state can fund. According to WSAZ, after a year of backlash and a $40 million deficit, the committee was designed to hear from experts and stakeholders about how to move forward. The working group includes members from both parties and is reset in pension negotiation. Stephanie Winkler spoke last week on behalf of teachers.
We want to be collaborative. We don't want to be adversarial. And we want to move this forward in a productive way.
Republican Governor Matt Bevin called lawmakers back in session in December to pass a version of the law again, but lawmakers adjourned without anything passing. The group is expected to make recommendations to the General Assembly on February 15th, but can also request extensions if needed.
After considering a run for governor of Kentucky, Republican U.S. Representative James Comer says he won't be adding his name to the race. Comer tweeted a statement Sunday night saying he had zero desire to run against a multi-millionaire incumbent governor in a primary, regardless of how unpopular he was. Earlier this month, Representative Comer said he was ready to run if Bevin didn't announce a campaign for re-election. Comer said he believes Governor Bevin will be re-elected.
Republican Senator Whitney Westerfield suddenly dropped out of the race for Kentucky Attorney General last Friday. Westerfield's withdrawal was thought to have cleared the way for former legal counsel to Mitch McConnell, David Cameron, to clinch the GOP nomination. However, Will Schroeder announced his candidacy for the position just hours later.
With Senator Whitney Westerfield, my friend, withdrawing today, I'm the only candidate that has a combination of prosecutorial experience and a conservative record.
Meanwhile, Westerfield cited a tough primary challenge and a desire to spend more time with his family for his reason for withdrawal. Former Attorney General Greg Stumbo is running on the Democratic side.
Democrat Adam Edelin has officially filed to run for governor of Kentucky, promising an issues-based campaign that does not accept money from political action committees. Edelin filed paperwork with the Secretary of State's office this morning. He was joined by his running mate, Louisville businessman Gil Holland. Edelin is the fourth Democrat to file for the office. Attorney General Andy Beshear, State House Minority Floor Leader Rocky Atkins, and former state employee Jeff Young are also running. The deadline to file for statewide office in Kentucky is 4 p.m. on Tuesday. Republican Governor Matt Bevin filed for re-election on Friday. He faces three challengers in the GOP primary.
Campbellsville University will hold a forum tonight to introduce the group Conservatives Concerned About the Death Penalty. The group highlights the change in attitude among conservatives who no longer support the practice. Former supporter Hannah Cox says she believes a person's life should be respected from birth to death, no matter what the person has done.
There's a bit of a zeitgeist moment happening right now where people are really paying attention to the criminal justice system. There's a lot of true crime out there. There's a lot of big things happening both nationally and at the state level to reform. People are becoming more educated about the realities of our system and how it actually operates.
Cox's visit is part of the Quality Enhancement Plan to focus on ethics.
A former Miss America has officially filed to run for Kentucky Secretary of State. KNN's Haley Hansen reports.
I'm so pleased to be able to announce that I filed my official papers for the Kentucky Office of Secretary of State.
Heather French Henry, the current Deputy Commissioner of the Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs, says she's ready to take on this new challenge.
It was important for me to show my daughters that women can step up to the plate and that we can continue to make a difference.
Henry won the Miss America crown back in the year 2000. She's currently married to former Lieutenant Governor Steve Henry. I'm Haley Hansen.
We'll have more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes and the Laughlin Building are open to the public, with 6 lanes for birthday parties, private groups, lane by the hour, or per game pricing. Also available is Cosmic Bowling for birthday parties with disco and black lights for that glow-in-the-dark experience. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 5 to 9 p.m., Sunday and Monday by reservation. More information and reservations at 606-776-3457.
Senator Rand Paul went to court this morning in his lawsuit against the neighbor that tackled him back in 2017. WKYT reports the jury selection began today. Paul is seeking $500,000 in compensatory damages and $1 million in punitive damages. Rene Boucher was sentenced to 30 days in prison after pleading guilty to assaulting a member of Congress, admitting he lost his temper after seeing debris stacked near his property line. Federal prosecutors have appealed that sentence.
Police are investigating the shooting of a woman outside a Lexington nightclub. WKYT reports a police report said Lexington officers saw several people fighting outside the Fox Club and 27-year-old Aisha Edwards on the ground early Saturday morning. The statement says the fight started inside the club and moved outside just before the shooting. Edwards was announced dead at a hospital. Police are asking for the public's help in identifying a suspect.
Police in Boyle County say two teens are accused of throwing a brick at a cruiser, leading the officer to crash. A post on the Boyle County Sheriff's Office Facebook page states around 5 a.m. on Sunday, a deputy was responding to reports that someone was throwing rocks at semi-trucks along Lexington Road in the Old Bridge area. While the deputy was on the way to investigate, someone in a passing vehicle threw a rock at the deputy's cruiser, going through the windshield and hitting the deputy in the face. The impact caused the deputy to lose control of the cruiser, which left the road, hit several trees, and rolled over several times. The deputy was injured, but is expected to be okay. The name of the teens involved have not been released.
A Harlan County teacher is behind bars after inappropriately touching a teenage girl. WKYT reports 47-year-old Daniel Tuttle of Middlesboro was arrested and charged with first-degree sexual abuse after investigators received a complaint from social services. Tuttle was accused of inappropriately touching a 15-year-old girl on multiple occasions while she was a student. Harlan County Schools listed Tuttle as a JROTC instructor. Tuttle is being held in the Harlan County Detention Center on a $10,000 bond.
A fired Harrison County teacher appeared in court last week for the first time since she was arrested for sexual abuse earlier this month. According to WKYT, 37-year-old Amanda Phillips admitted to police that she had an inappropriate relationship with a former student. Charles Loudermilk is a Kentucky State Police officer. He says it's disappointing and a difficult situation.
There is some type of sexual contact. It was not intercourse, but there is some sexual contact, and that's ultimately what gets the charge of sexual abuse in the first degree.
A not guilty plea was entered in the case. A preliminary hearing is set for February 25th.
Taking a look at the weather tonight, light snow this evening will give way to cloudy skies late. Lows around 19 degrees, chance of snow at 90%. Tuesday, cloudy early with partial sunshine expected late. Colder, highs around 27 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy skies early will become overcast later during the night. A few flurries or snow showers possible, lows around 12. Wednesday, bitterly cold, some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon. Highs around 15 degrees. Taking a look at the listening area temperatures, in Flemingsburg, 50 degrees. Maysville, 51 degrees. Ashland, 55 degrees. Grayson, 54. Inez 55, Mount Sterling and Lexington 52, and in Moorhead it's currently 53 degrees.
On our feature segment today, MSU's Master of Arts in Teaching program is ranked as one of the best in the nation. WMKY's Wyatt Melton spoke with Chris Miller, the Dean of Education at Moorhead State University, to find out more.
The Master of Arts in Teaching is a graduate level program that has initial teaching certification for middle grades and secondary education.
After giving some brief insight into the program, Miller went on to explain some advantages in the program, including master's degree opportunities, math and science inclusion, and a prospective second career.
One of the advantages for going into this program is we particularly are looking at high need areas that the schools have, particularly in science and math.
The program is designed to focus on different areas while helping students achieve what they need to be successful in a real life environment.
For a lot of people, this may be a second career. And a lot of times the MAT program, some students come out of the MIT program with as much as 45 credit hours.
Miller then went on to praise the Master of Arts program and the College of Education for outstanding quality.
We do have a high quality program with our MIT, and not even with just the MIT, but we have high quality programs in the College of Education, as has been recognitions for other education programs for both affordability and quality.
He says it allows students to study something different while achieving a rank one in the school system.
So it gives them an opportunity to get into a different field. Also, because they are going in to once they get finished with the MAT program and they already have a master's, they're a little bit closer then to moving to the next level, which they call a rank one in the schools.
For WMKY News, I'm Wyatt Moulton.
It's 4:47 and 53 degrees here on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm your Mountain Edition host, Leanne Akers, here with Chaz Jenkins, and we're coming to you live from the Larry Netherton Studio here in Breckenridge Hall. We're so glad that you've joined us on this Monday afternoon. Cody Robinson has sports right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Morehead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, pies and cookies, scones, braids and muffins. Lunch menu features sandwiches, soups and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe is open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Takeout orders and lunch reservations at 780-4282 or online at rutabakers.com. Girls basketball action tonight in the 16th region. For WMKY Sports, I'm Cody Robinson. The girls of Ashland Blazer host Paintsville tonight. The Kittens are hoping to get their fourth win in a row. They're currently 14-6 on the season. The 17-6 Lady Tigers are looking to bounce back after falling to West Carter and Leslie County over the weekend. And the girls of East Carter host Lewis County. The Lady Racers sit at 9-11 on the season, coming off two weekend losses to Ashland Blazer and Boyd County. The Lady Lions are 10-10 on the season. They picked up a win at Greenup on Thursday before falling to Elliott County on the road on Saturday. Tip-off in both of those matchups is set for 7:30 p.m. The Lady Vikings are preparing for their matchup with Menifee Tuesday night. Rowan is coming off a 64-59 loss to Russell on the road Saturday. The Red Devils move third in their 16th region, pushing Rowan down to fourth. Rowan head coach Matt Stokes says his team came out slow in the first half.
We didn't shoot very well. I mean, if we look at the stats, you know, we out-rebounded them, which surprised me, and we didn't shoot the ball well. So, you know, one of the things we're going to focus on this week is our shot selection. You know, we like taking a lot of shots and getting shots up, but we got to make sure that they're taking them in the spots that they're feeling comfortable taking those shots in.
The Lady Vikings are set to face off with the 13th and 11th Lady Cats of Menifee Tuesday at 8 p.m. The Vikings are also in the gym Monday to prepare for a Tuesday night matchup with Menifee County. Rowan is coming off a 59-47 win over Fleming County on Friday night, making it four in a row for the Vikings. Coach Sean Thacker says his team played well against the Panthers.
We're getting better at some things. Defense, again, is improving. Rebounding's continuing to we're staying pretty solid on the backboard right now. So, you know, we feel good about, you know, how we're playing. You know, finding ways to win is always a good thing.
Tip-off in Morehead on Tuesday is set for 6 p.m. The Morehead State University men's basketball team is back at work this week after having their winning streak snapped over the weekend. The Eagles had won four straight before dropping their contest against Jacksonville State 77-71 at home Saturday. Head coach Preston Spradlin says his guys put out a great effort, and now it's time for his guys to keep working as they move forward.
I just told them, you know, what got us in the position to win four in a row, to play a good Jacksonville team very tough tonight, have our chances to win, was our ability to learn from every game and certainly learning from losses this year. So we're going to do that. We're going to go back and we're going to figure out where we went wrong, the areas we've got to improve on, and I've got all the confidence that our guys are going to respond on Monday and they're going to come in with their ready to work, and they're going to do that.
Morehead State will return to action on the road as the Eagles make their way to Illinois. MSU will take on SIU Edwardsville on Thursday evening. Tip-off is scheduled for 8 p.m. Morehead State women's basketball team is also prepping for matchups on Thursday and Saturday this week. The Eagles took down Jacksonville State on Saturday, 66-55. Coach Greg Todd says the ladies did put in a lot of effort into the game.
I think Tierra McCallan probably get the game ball tonight. She battled battle like she hadn't done all year, so very. But we had a lot of players step up. It was tough to get two point guards with four fouls in the third quarter, but we were able to survive it.
The women hit the road for a matchup Thursday against Southern Illinois University Edwardsville. The tip-off is set for noon. The University of Kentucky basketball team is continuing to address issues that have plagued the team all season. The Wildcats managed to pick up the win against Kansas over the weekend, 71-63. Still, Coach John Calipari told UK Athletics after the game he's still having some issue with Reed Travis maintaining the UK basketball strategy.
He's played that way for how many years, and now he comes with us. He's been here 3 months, and he reverts when the stuff gets going, and he brings the ball down, he gathers, and he can't get it off. But you saw him play at his best when he fights for rebounds and quick jumps. And you look and say, why didn't he play like that all the time? Because as the game, there's a game slippage, he reverts a little bit.
The Wildcats play again tomorrow night when they hit the road to play Vanderbilt at 9 p.m. Tennessee stayed atop the AP Top 25 men's college basketball poll for a second straight week. The Volunteers earned 48 of 64 first-place votes in Monday's poll to extend the program's first stint and number one since February 2008. Tennessee has won 14 straight games. The top six remained unchanged, with Duke sitting at number two, followed by Virginia, Gonzaga, Michigan, and Michigan State. Kentucky moved past Nevada to reach number seven, while North Carolina and Marquette each rose two spots to round out the top 10. Number 15 Louisville had the week's biggest jump, moving up eight spots, while number 17 Purdue, number 24 Wisconsin, and number 25 Florida State returned to the rankings. Auburn, Iowa, and Mississippi fell out of the poll. The University of Kentucky women's basketball team is back in the gym prepping for their next big game. After losing their last game to Texas A&M University 71-73, they're working hard to make sure their next game is a success. The Cats are 17-4 on the season. They played the University of South Carolina at home this Thursday with tip-off at 6:30 p.m., and then University of Florida this Sunday with tip-off at 2 p.m. For WMKY Sports, I'm Cody Robinson.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics, online at msueagles.com. Eagle basketball welcomes Tennessee State for an OVC doubleheader on Thursday, February 7th. The women's game begins at 5:05 p.m., and the men's action tips off at 7:35. Tickets on sale from the MSU Eagle ticket office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from National Offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell sharply as investors fretted over weak earnings from Caterpillar and a big cut in revenue guidance from chipmaker NVIDIA, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 208.98 at 24,528.22. The S&P 500 was down 20.91 at 2643.85, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 79.18 at 7085.69. Caterpillar shares fell just over 9% after the industrial giant posted weaker-than-expected earnings for the fourth quarter. The company said its sales in the Asia-Pacific region declined because of lower demand in China. NVIDIA dropped almost 14% after slashing its fourth quarter revenue guidance to $2.2 billion from $2.7 billion. The chip maker said deteriorating macroeconomic conditions, particularly in China, impacted demand for its graphics processing units. NVIDIA's decline pressured other chip makers. Advanced Micro Devices dropped 8%, while Micron slipped 2.3%. The VanEck Vector Semiconductor ETF dropped nearly 2%. General Electric shares fell more than 2%. The move lower comes ahead of the company's quarterly earnings release scheduled for next week. An analyst said in a note that a key change to GE's accounting is probably going to pop up in this next report, which could come as a, quote, shock to the market. In the commodities markets, oil was down 2.8%, finishing at $52.18 a barrel. Gold was up 0.4% at $1,303.10 an ounce. In Europe, stocks were weak as the Stock 600 index dropped 1%. And in Asia, stocks were weak as well, with the Nikkei down 0.6% and the Shanghai Composite down 0.2%. Among Dow industrial stocks, the best performers are Dow, DuPont, and Johnson & Johnson, while the worst performers are Caterpillar and Pfizer. In the S&P 500, the best performers were American Airlines and Estee Lauder, while the worst performers were NVIDIA and Caterpillar. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Dollar General down 8 cents at 114.12. CSX was down 59 cents at 65.61. Marathon Petroleum down 37 cents at 63.71. Yum Brands down 12 cents at 92.59. Toyota was down $1.27 at 122.45. And Fifth Third Bank was down 10 cents at 27.68. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Community Recycling Center in Moorhead. The center offers a convenient 24-hour drop-off for a variety of recyclables and on-site pickup program for Rowan County businesses. Shredding services are available for businesses or individuals, and the center provides tours for classrooms and civic groups. Located near the Moorhead City Park, the Community Recycling Center also accepts computers, printers and fax machines, DVDs, CDs, phones, video tapes and game devices. More information at 784-1250.
Taking a final look at the weather tonight, light snow this evening will give way to cloudy skies late, lows around 19 degrees. Chance of snow at 90%. Tuesday, cloudy early with partial sunshine expected late, colder, highs around 27 degrees. Tuesday night, partly cloudy skies early will become overcast later during the night. A few flurries or snow showers possible, lows around 12. And on Wednesday, bitterly cold, some clouds in the morning will give way to mainly sunny skies for the afternoon, highs around 15 degrees.
Taking a look at some events coming up in your region, the Cave Run Symphony Orchestra Society will hold their annual meeting at the Rowland County Public Library at 5 p.m., just a few minutes from now tonight, and all society members and season ticket holders are invited to attend.
A blood drive sponsored by the Kentucky Blood Center will be held at the Moorhead Kroger from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday, February 2nd. Donors must be able to provide a photo ID, be at least 17 years of age or 16 with parental consent, weigh at least 110 pounds, and be in general good health. All donors will receive a free t-shirt.
The Department of Art and Design in the Moorhead State University School of Creative Arts will hold an opening reception for the annual MSU Sophomore Art Exhibition, February 6th through the 20th. The reception will be held from 6 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday, February 6th in the Golden Yang Art Gallery inside MSU's Claypool Young Art Building. The event is free and open to the public.
The Paramount Arts Center in Ashland welcomes magician Bill Blagg at 7:30 p.m. on Friday, February 8th. Tickets are priced from $18 to $38.
Dixie Bowling Lanes in Grayson will host a special bowling event for children with emotional, physical, or developmental challenges from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, February 9th. Shoe rental, bowling, lunch, and t-shirts will be provided at no charge. Members of the Carter County Youth Leadership Development Program will be there to assist participants. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Tanner Boyd, Joe Lewis, Keneally Roberts, Grant Johnson, Brian Courtney, Naya Endweza, Cassidy Stearman, Chanasty Davis, Jack Cottle, Cody Robinson, Greg Jenkins, and Paul Hitchcock. KNN's Haley Hansen, WUKY's Josh James, Hilliard Lyons' Bod Luke, and our feature segment today came from WMKY's own Wyatt Milton. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead and translator W202VH9S. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Chaz Jenkins and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is coming up next. It's 5 o'clock.